Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God and inviting you to church today to be in the house of the Lord. What a blessing it is to have a place to go and worship the Lord in spirit and truth. I know we can do it anywhere, but He instituted the church, and He meant for us to be in the house of God. And He wrote letters to the local assemblies, called people's names, and you know why He did? Because He knew they'd be there. And wrote them letters, and I thank God for that. So He's interested in us today being faithful to the house of God. In these last days, we're living in a pandemic, and people has gotten accustomed to not going out of church. And I'm sorry to say, some may get so accustomed to not going, they may not start back. But I tell you, it ought not to be the case. Folks need to be in the house of God. And so that's the reason we're here this morning. Is getting back to the Word of God, getting the Scriptures in our hearts. And I guarantee you, if you get grounded in the Scripture, you'll be faithful to the Lord and to His house. Amen. So it's good to be saved this morning. Thank you for taking time. We'll send it out to the shut-ins and those that's not able to go to be in the house of God. Trust to be a real blessing to your heart today as we open the Word of God and try to be an encouragement to you and try to be an uplift to your heart. And send you on down the road ready to fight the devil again. It's good to be saved this morning. In these last days, boy, it's good to be redeemed and know the truth. And, well, that's how we got free, is the truth has made us free. And we're free indeed through the Lord Jesus this morning. Good to be saved. All right. We want to send it out especially to the shut-ins and each one that's listening today. We don't know some of you. We know some of you, but some we don't know. And we want to be a help to you and an encouragement to your heart this morning. And that God would bless you today and just touch you with, and help you with your needs as you call upon His name. Yeah, the Bible did say, casting all your care upon me, for I care for you. He cares this morning. He's concerned this morning. Now, he's not complacent, but He's concerned, and He loves us, and He wants to help us along the way. And so we encourage you to meet with us in the house of God. Today, Sunday school here at Mountain View at 10 o'clock, worship at 10:45, back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And Brother Kevin Norton, our pastor, will preach to you the Word of God. And if it don't bless you, it'll blister you, whichever it needs to be done. And so it's just good to have a place to go to this morning. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Pray for your needs today. Pray that God would help you as you turn your heart to Him. And the Bible did say also that you have not because you ask not. You haven't prayed. How can you expect God to do something if you hadn't prayed and asked Him to do what needs to be done in your life? So I encourage you to ask Him, talk to Him, pray to Him. That's what it's all about this morning. Fathers, we bow in your presence. Thank you for this beautiful day. Be in the house of God for your blessing, your grace, your strength and your help, your encouragement and your faithfulness. Lord, you have been so good, and I praise you, Lord, for every blessing of life. And I pray, Lord, you'd bless every need in Radio Land this morning. Dear Lord, you know the need of every heart that's listening today. Some are discouraged, some are down. I pray you'd lift them up, Lord, with the Spirit of God. Some, Lord, that are sick, touch them and heal them according to your will. And Lord, just bless every need in Radio Land today. The men of God, as they stand, break the bread of life. I pray you'd use each one of them for your glory and for your honor. And the churches, Lord, that are staying faithful and love God, love the old-time religion, Lord, love the Word of God, I pray you'd bless them today. Just give us all a good day in the Lord. We'll honor you, give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. You listen as the Hendersons sang tomorrow.
God is so good. He answers prayer.
Good to us this morning. Thank God. Truth to that song, God's so good to me, and I praise God for his blessings. I realize if it weren't for the Lord today, I'd be in hell or on my way, but I'm glad God's mercy and grace found me one day in my sins and presented the gospel to me. The Holy Ghost convicted me. Holy Ghost drawed me to Jesus, pointed me to Calvary. I'm glad I got saved that night. It's been 66 years ago, and I think God's been real. Amen. I appreciate the Lord this morning, and it's good to be saved. Hope you enjoyed that. We have another song. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing.
Master, Redeemer, Savior of the world, Wonderful Counselor, Bright Morning Star, the Lily of the Valley, Provider and Friend. He was yesterday,
yes.
He's tomorrow, the beginning and end. And the angels called him Jesus, born of the Virgin, and Mary called him Jesus, but I call him Lord. Jehovah, Messiah, mighty God and King, bread of life, he's the lasting word of love that I sing. Light in darkness, door to heaven, my home in the sky, the fountain of living waters that never shall run dry. And the angels called him Jesus, born of called him Jesus, but I call him Lord.
Amen. That's his name. Amen. Jesus, Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God for him today. Ephesians chapter 6 this morning. I want to take our Bibles and turn there, if you will, for a little while, as we look into the Word of God today. Ephesians chapter 6. And we'll try to bring to you what the Lord woke me up early, a couple of mornings ago, and put this scripture on my heart, and I trust it'll be a blessing and a help to your heart here today. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. All right. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I like that scripture this morning. There's a phrase in here I want us to, a thought in here that I want us to think on this morning as we look into this, and how we're going to make it through the battle. How we're going to make it through the battle. Now, we're on a battle today. We're in a fight ever since we've been saved. We've been in a fight and at a battle with Satan, with the self and with flesh and with the sins of this world. We've been in a battle. It's a struggle every day for a child of God as he battles his way along. But in the midst of it all, I'm glad there's victory, there's peace, and there's real joy in serving the Lord that saved us by his wonderful grace. But you'll find in this book this morning, Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, how we're going to make it in the battle, through the war, and eventually wind up in heaven. How we're going to make that? Well, I tell you, we've got a lot of things to think about when we look into the Word of God. And so, first of all, we've got to be faithful. We've got to be faithful. Amen. There's no way you're going to make it spiritually in your victory with Jesus unless you're faithful. The Bible talks about that in chapter 1 and verse 1. He's writing this book, this letter to the faithful in Christ Jesus. He's writing to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So we need to be faithful. Faithful in our prayer life, faithful in our church attendance, faithful in serving God and being a witness of the grace of God. So to make it through the battle, we're going to have to be faithful. And of course, he talks about many things. And number two, you find in chapter two, if you're going to make it through the battle, first of all, you got to be quickened. The Bible said, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." And it's simply saying this morning, you got to be saved. You're going to make it through the battle out of the things we're facing in this world. You're going to have to be saved. You're going to have to know that your Redeemer liveth and that you have victory in Him. And so it's something we need to have, and we must have if we're going to make it through the battle. We're in a fight this morning. We're in a fight today. And so, listen, if we're going to make it, we're going to have to be a prisoner. You say, "Wait a minute, preacher, how can you be a prisoner and have victory in the Lord?" Well, the Bible said in chapter 4, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. And so we got to be a prisoner. We got a prisoner of the Lord. Amen. I mean, we're serving Him. He's captivated our hearts. He has lifted up our souls. He has redeemed us by His wonderful grace. He's made us new creatures in Christ Jesus. And He's given us real joy in serving Him along the way. Even though there's battles, there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And He showed us that because of His own experience in this world that we are living in today. And so, listen, we've got to be a prisoner. We've got to be saved, amen. We've got to be redeemed by the grace of God. I mean, we've got to have the Spirit of God living within our hearts today. And if you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit. He is living in you if you're saved by God's grace. And so if we're going to have victory in this world today, in the battle that we're facing, we're going to, number five in the fifth verse, we're going to have to be followers of God. We're going to have to be followers of God. Oh, yes, you've got to follow somebody. You're not following the Lord if you're following Satan, and you're not following Satan if you're following the Lord. And we've got to make a choice. The Old Testament scriptures, Joshua said, "Choose you this day who you're going to serve." And so there's a choice. He said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." There's got to be a choice made. Amen. Got to be a follower of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, listen, if we're going to make it in this life, there's going to have to be obedience in our hearts. Obedience, chapter 6 and verse 1, "Surely obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, and it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." And we got to be obedient. Fathers, provoking their children to wrath. And servants, be obedient to them, and so forth. And all the way down through there, there's got to be obedience. I mean, Jesus made the statement, said, if you're not doing what I tell you, then how can you serve me? I mean, we got to obey the Lord and obey Him. He knows what we're facing. He knows what strength and grace you're going to need today. He understands that, and He knows that. And so if we're going to make it in this battle, we're going to have to be these things today. Now we come down to the text verse here. The Bible said, if you're going to make it in this battle, you've got to be strong in the Lord. Amen. Verse 10 said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, that you can't build a muscle up big enough to fight the devil with. Amen. You can't get healthy enough to fight the devil. I tell you, you're going to have the power of God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. On His might. Not your might, but His might. Not your capabilities, but His capability. His might. And that's how we stand today in this world we're living in. And that's how we'll have victory. And we'll have victory in the battle that we're facing today. And then, of course, there he said, be strong. You got to be strong. And then he said, if you're going to make it in this battle, you're going to have some armor. You're going to put on the whole armor of God. I mean, the whole armor, not just part of it. Folks like to wear what's convenient. Folks like to wear what's comfortable. Amen. Folks like to wear things that they choose. But I tell you, God chooses the hardware. God chooses the armor that we are to have upon us today. God makes the choice of the armor. I mean, what man's armor is not going to make it. Amen. But I tell you, little David found that out when he was going to face Goliath. Went into Saul, and Saul put his armor upon him, and he put everything that he had upon him, and poor little old David was standing there weighted down with it, couldn't hardly make a step, and he said, I haven't tried this, and I don't want this on me, and so he pulled it all off. And what did he do? He simply took the capability that God had given him and took his sling and stopped and got some stones and completed the battle because he had the power of God upon his life. Amen. And so in doing so, he had victory in the battle. He had victory in the battle. You have never read anything with more victory than David's victory over Goliath, the giant, when he killed him with a stone in his forehead and then cut his head off. Amen. I mean, you may be content today with knocking the devil down, but you better cut his head off. Amen. You better cut his head off. I mean, that old serpent's going to stay after you, and you're going to have to die daily. Amen. But anyway, there's how we're going to make it in the battle that we're fighting today. And have the armor of God on. I mean, armor covers every part of us. It don't just cover the front, it covers the back. And it covers all around you. How about you hold a shield? The shield of faith, it's for the front. It's designed to quell the dark, trenchant darts of the wicked that's out before us. And that's when you're facing the battle. You're facing the enemy. You're facing the opposition. You hadn't turned your tail and run. You're not running. There's no victory in that. But I tell you, get your armor and go to fight for God. Amen. And so, listen, if you're going to make it in the battle, we're going to have the armor of God upon our hearts today. Talks about that up down here in these verses. The reason we're going to have that, for we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where the opposition is. That's where your problem is, my friend, is those things that we're facing today. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. There's too many things taking place to be just simply flesh and blood. There's principalities. I mean, against powers and the wickedness in high places. Boy, those things that will overcome you if you don't have the Lord on your side. I'm going to tell you, brother, you say, well, how can I get the Lord on my side? Live for Him. Give your life to Him. Amen. And brother, obey Him. And fight the battle. Face the problems. Face the battle. Face the giants. And fight the good fight of faith. And there will be victory. Amen. And so, listen, if we're going to make it, we're going to have that... We're going to have that armor on today. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Well, if you're going to fight the battle today and have victory, you're going to have to realize some things. It's what he said in this verse here today, that you're going to, because it's an evil day that we're living in the evil day. I mean, wickedness is everywhere, spiritual wickedness in high places. I mean, in religious organizations, there's spiritual wickedness, misleading, lies, and deception all around us today. But I'm telling you, that's what you've got to realize. And if you're going to make it, you're going to have to make it realizing the opposition that's out there, and not fall for everything that comes along. Some folks should fall for anything. I tell you, some folks, you give a Billy Goat a Bible and let him walk down the street, and some folks should follow him. Amen. And they'd say he was a real blessing to them. But oh, my friend, today, you're going to have to stay with God, the armor of God, and withstanding in the evil day. And then he said, having an all to stand. Stand therefore. If you're going to have a victory in the battle, you're going to have to make a stand for God. Make a stand for the Lord Jesus. Amen. And quit tucking your tail and running. But stand for the Lord Jesus Christ.